Ujjala Nilamani, Chapter 4, Descriptions of Radha, Verse 1 and 2. In all respects, Radha and Chandravali are the best of all the Braja Gopis. And Radharani and Chandravali both have groups of followers numbering millions of devout Gopis. So just introducing Radharani and Chandravali. She says that Radharani and Chandravali's group of Sakis, they have 10 million gopis in each one. It's 10 million gopis. The scriptures say that the Rasa dance took place on the bank of the Yamuna River with 1 billion gopis. That's certainly a busy dance. Then, text 3, between Chandravali and Radharani, Radhika is far superior. She is the very form of Mahabhav and excels in all divine qualities. Jiva Goswami has a comment. It's another translation also. On the shore of the Yamuna, Krishna enjoyed the rasa dance with Radharani, Chandravali, and many hundreds and millions of other gopis. The rasa dance is very famous in the world. So now, commenting on how Radharani is superior in terms of Mahabhav, and Jiva Goswami says, the Sarup, the form of Mahabhav, and the manifestation of all qualities appear in the best devotee, Radha. Gotamiya Tantra says, Devi Krishna Mayi Prokta Radhika Paradevata Sarva Lakshmi Mayi Sarva Kanti Samohini Para. Radhika is saturated with love for Krishna, Krishna Mayi. She's a very blissful Devi, very radiant and blissful Devi. And she's the personification of all the Lakshmi Devis, and Radharani is the most beautiful and attractive. Para. Para means by far. It's not a very great translation. Sarva Kanti Samohini. Among all the different kantis, like we say Radhakanta Namostate, Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi, Radhi Brindavaneshwari, Vrishabhana Sati Devi, Pranamami Hari Priya. So this Radhakant, Krishna Kant, Sarva Kanti Samohini, the Radharani more than any other kanta or lover of all the gopis, Samohini, she's special because she completely, absolutely bewilders and enchants and captivates Krishna. So that's why we say Krishna is Madan Mohan. Madan. Madan means Cupid or Kandarpa or lusty desires, desires in general. And Krishna, he is Madan Mohan. He confuses Kamadev. He confuses the material god of love and he defeats him and conquers him. Krishna is the only personality in the universe that can't be conquered by Cupid, at least the ordinary Cupid. So he's Madan Mohan. But then when he meets Radharani, she's Samohini. Sammohini means moha or mo. She bewilders. Sam means completely, absolutely. Sammohini. So Mohini Radha, she completely eclipses the power of Krishna and completely enchants and bewilders him. So that person, the person who defeats everyone, is Radharani. That person who defeats the person who defeats everyone. So the person who defeats everyone is Kamadev. Everyone's defeated by lust. And Krishna defeats Kamadev. But then who defeats Krishna? The Radharani, Mohini Radha. So it's being glorified, even Gotamiya Tantra. Sarva Lakshmi Mayi Sarva Kanti Sammohini Para. Radha is a sarup. She's a very form of Mahabhav. Vishnu Chakravarti says, Mahabhav is the essential portion of prema. It's the highest feelings and deepest love after the stages of sneha, man, pranaya, rag, anurag, then Mahabhav. But such a state of love cannot take place unless one gives up all his regard for his elders and Dharma. Although Rukmini Devi and other queens in Dwarka, they have Ladini Shakti, they don't have Mahabhav. Only the Brajagopis, who are Kala, expansions of Radha, they have portions of Mahabhav, but they are not the Sarup. Sarup means the original form, the origin, the Sarup, the very form from which all other Mahabhavs originate. So Radharani is that Sarup. Because why are the other gopis like Lalita, Vishakha, why they don't have the same quality of Mahabhav? And Vishnu says that their Mahabhav, they have some, but their Mahabhav is lacking a portion called Madan. As there's Mohanaikya, Mahabhav, and Madanaikya. So Mohanaikya means the bewilderment when one is with Krishna or directly associating, as far as I remember. Madanakya means the complete madness. Sometimes even when you're with Krishna or separated from Krishna, in both circumstances you feel a madness of separation. So it's Madan. Madan means mad or the greatest love. So she alone has that. And then the Manjris, because they're bhaktaratmiya with Radharani, then that's reflected in their hearts. So only the Manjris. Radharani tastes the Mahabhav, and the Manjris taste Radharani's Mahabhav, and Krishna's hankering to taste. He says, Radha Pranaya Mahima. And Chaitanya Charitamrita says, Radha Pranaya Mahima. The greatness of Radharani's Pranaya, her deep, loving attachment to Krishna, is mystified Krishna and totally attracted him, so much so that he had to take a whole other form to try to experience a drop of it. But just by tasting a few drops of Radharani's Mahabhav, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will become completely devastated, physically, emotionally, and mentally. And even people saw him in his states of divine madness, Udgorna and Ashichajalpa, which are two features of this Madanaikya Mahabhav. In Brahmargita, chapter 47, 10th canto, Radharani is exhibiting these aspects of Madanaikya Mahabhav, speaking to the bumblebee. Oh, you Dhritendra, you king of cheaters, you bumblebee. Same as we had in Radharasaniti, Dhritendra. So this is a special distinction of Radharani. Chandravali is number two, but way down number two. The top two sakis are Chandravali and Radharani. But Radharani is par excellent, supreme. Okay, text four. This is from Gopal Tapani Upanishad. In other words, in this introduction to the description of Radharani, as is usually done when introducing and glorifying personalities of God, they'll glorify his name, his identity, his power, his position, then his qualities, then his form, then Leela. All these things will be mentioned. So here, Rupa Goswami is trying to establish, who is this Radharani? She has such a supreme position in Vrindavan, and she's the topmost worshipper and lover of Krishna, Radhika, Radharani, Aradhanam. But then, is this only the opinion of the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, or is this only the opinion of Mahaprabhu? And Rupa Goswami says, no, this is very ancient fact. It's very old, ancient fact. From the beginning of time, when did the Vedas start? They didn't start, they're timeless. Because the Vedas are the breathing of Vishnu. The exhalation of Vishnu's breath is the Veda. So Vishnu is Nitya, he's eternal, and he's breathing in and out, pralaya, shristi, pralaya, shristi, pralaya, shristi, pralaya, creating universes, destroying universes. That goes on eternally, it never ends. So this mood is also going on eternally. So therefore, Radharani is not some Gandharva. It says here, Gopal Tapani Upanishad says, Radharani is known as Gandharvika, or Gandharva, as a word to describe her excellence above all others. In other words, what does that mean? By calling Radharani Gandharva, how does that establish Radharani as being supreme to all the other gopis? This is the question. How? Here's the answer. The answer is that Radharani and Krishna are Naratva Leela, Naratva. It's human-like. They're born, they grow, and they play all the things. And they're afraid, and they pray to God, and they worship God, and all the things like Nara Leela. Radharani worships God of sun. Krishna worships Narayan. And they all do this puja like regular human beings, like regular Brijbasis even today. However, if you say Radharani's an Abira, she's a gopi, cowherd, she's Manush, she's Stri. These are all terms to describe someone of this realm, of the earthly planet. For example, someone may look at you and say, oh, you're a divine being. You must be a heavenly goddess. That's a compliment. To say, I'm not a heavenly goddess. My father's a bus driver. My father drives a bus and I'm just a girl in college. What are you saying? I'm a heavenly goddess. You're really correct. Flattery will get you everywhere, they say. And so now, okay, all these gopikas, they're all abhiras, but this one is Gandharva. Gandharva means she's not from this planet. Chandravali's a gopi, Lalita, Vishaka, they're all gopis. But one gopi is called Gandharva. She has this name, Gandharva, Gandharvika Radha. Why Gandharva? Because, obviously, in one level it means she sings and dances like a celestial being. Celestial being means the higher beings on the higher planets, Kinnaras and Apsaras and Gandharvas, and then Swargadevis and all these higher planets. They have greater qualities. They're celestial divine beings with celestial divine qualities. So when Radharani is a simple coward girl, then Upanishads, the Gopal Tapani Upanishad, which is nitya, as I said, that the Upanishads and the Vedic knowledge is eternal. It's manifested and withdrawn and manifested and withdrawn, like the material world is manifest and then destroyed, then manifest and destroyed. Mahavishnu is doing this. So in the most ancient scripture, Radharani is distinguished because Rupa Goswami, in his own Sanskrit, he said, of all the gopis, the two greatest gopis are Chandravali and Radharani. Okay, you say that, but what's your praman? What's your proof? What's your authority? Upanishads. Upanishads are the ultimate authority in the Vedic paradigm, in the Vedic culture. Whatever is said in the Shrutis. Shrutis means Upanishads. This is absolute fact, irrevocable and irrefutable, accepted by all. Of course, Upanishads, they leave room for different interpretations according to one's subjectivity and inclination. But nevertheless, if something is stated in the Upanishads, one must pay attention and accept it. So Rupa Goswami, he backs up his statement by distinguishing Radharani from Chandravali by saying, everybody has a beautiful name, Radharani, Lalita, Vishakha, Chandravali, but there's another term that's used to describe one of those two gopis, Radha, and that's the name Gandharva. So Gandharva is a glorification and a praising of Radharani. Oh, you're so beautiful, you can't be from this world. You must have come from some higher realm, some angelic being that you're gracing me with your darshan. Everyone else is a gopi, but she's a Gandharva gopi. And then, of course, what do Gandharvas do? What do they excel at? What are they expert at? Gandharvas are expert at singing and dancing and dressing up very beautifully. So Radharani is the whatever Shringar Kala or Sangeet Kala or Nritya Kala, any knowledge of the arts of dancing or singing or music that celestial beings exhibit, like Swargadevis, it all originates from Radharani. There's 8 million, it's actually unlimited, but in the Shastras it says there's 8,400,000 ragas and raganis. 8,400,000 ragas and raganis. So that's why you see on YouTube every day there's 1,000 new songs being released. And tomorrow there'll be 1,000 more. And then day after tomorrow will be another 1,000. Unlimited. Music is unlimited. How many tunes of the Hare Krishna mantra are there? Unlimited. There's unlimited. Because Krishna is unlimited and the Maha Mantra is the unlimited form of Krishna. Because Krishna is there in the Maha Mantra, then one day he'll manifest with himself with this raga and then that raga and this tune and this melody. Because Krishna is alive. Krishna, Radharaman, Radharani, they're all there dancing in the Maha Mantra. So one day they dance like this, one day they dance like that. One day you play music like this and in a disco and everyone dances a certain way. Then you change the tempo and beat and everybody dances in another way. So when we're chanting Hare Krishna, then Radha and Krishna, they're presenting different features of themselves, which manifest as a new tune. 8,400,000. That's, of course, the actual term is there's unlimited ragas and raganis. And Radharani knows them all. So that's what Rupa Goswami wants to do. Sri Rupa Mandri wants to establish the glories of Sri Radharani. This is in the Gopal Tapani Upanishad. It mentions Radharani is called Gandharva. And also in Rig Parishishta, there's a Veda, one of the Shrutis, Atharva, Rig, Sama, Yajur. The four Vedas, one is called Rig Veda. And Rig Veda contains many complicated Sanskrit shlokas and verses which are used for the worship of devatas and performing various yajnas and big pujas. Prabhupada quotes one verse from Rig Veda. Om Tad Vishnu Paramam Param Sada Pashyanti Suryo Jujriva Chakshratatam Tabi Praso Jugivamsa Samindate Vishnu Yat Paramam Param. So this is in Prabhupada's shloka book, describes the power and position and influence of Lord Vishnu. Because Rig Veda is all about pujas and mantras to glorify Lord Vishnu and worship Lord Vishnu. So there's one supplement. There's a supplement to the Rig Veda. It's called Rig Parishishta. Parishishta means epilogue. Epilogue, addition. When that word Parishishta is added to Rig Veda, it becomes Rig Parishishta. Jiva Goswami in his Tika, he's citing that to say there in the Rig Parishishta, which is equivalent to the Shrutis, which is equivalent to the Rig Veda, establishes Radharani with Krishna. So this is a very strong and powerful praman, these two. These are real shastras that are accepted by everyone in India. Rig Parishishta and this Gopal Tapani Upanishad. And in both of them, the identity, the position, and relationship between Radha and Krishna are fully expressed in Sanskrit. So though there are modern Vaishnavas from various lines who are very critical of Radharani and Krishna as a reality, or Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan as a reality, and they're also very critical of the existence of Radha Madhav and Radha and Krishna. So if you meet them and you say, what about this? Then they say, we don't accept that. So what does it say in Rig Parishishta, the Shruti, Rig Veda, epilogue, the last words of the Rig Veda says this, Radaya Madhava Deva Madhavaneva Radhika Vibrajante Janeshwaha. Madhava is always existing and residing with Radha, and Radha is always residing with Madhav. Actually, it's also Vibrajante means very brilliant and effulgent. The Radhika, the greatly effulgent and influential personality of Radharani is always with Madhav. So there is Radha Madhav are there in the Shrutis. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. So that is very strong praman, and Rupa Goswami is citing that, and Jiva Goswami is supporting with that quote. Since now Vishnu Chakravarti says, since Radha is dear to Krishna, Krishna completely covers and pervades Radha's body, mind, and heart by his embraces. This is the meaning of the word Krishna Mayi. Sometimes you meet devotees, their name is Krishna Mayi Devi. So what is the meaning of that? Radharani is glorified in the ancient Shastras. We just read that verse from the Gotamiya Tantra. Devi Krishna Mayi Prokta Radhika Paradevata. So Krishna Mayi means that Krishna completely covers and pervades Radha's body and mind and heart by embracing her internally and externally for eternal time. Krishna also embraces Radha. Vishnu says, there is no other gopi like Radharani. She is without compare, one without a second. This is more praman, the glorified Radharani. This is from Padma Puran. Yata Radha Priya Vishnos Tasya Kundam Priyam Tata Sarvagopishu Saivaika Vishnaratyanta Valava. Just as Radha is dear to Krishna, her lake, her kund, Radha Kund, is dear to Krishna. Among all the gopis, Radha is dearest to him. Adyanta Valava. Vishnath comments. It says, Radha Priya Vishnos. Vishnath says the word Vishnu here actually refers to Krishna, who is called Vishnu because the word Vishnu, as a name to describe Bhagavan, the word Vishnu has a meaning, and it means that supreme being who is all-pervading and spreads himself everywhere. That Radha is completely pervaded by Krishna. So Radha is dear because it says Priya Vishnu. Radha Priya Vishnos. Radha is dear to Krishna, Krishna Priya, who is spread and saturated with Shringar Ras. So Vishnu, the word Vishnu in Sanskrit means spread or covered, spread or covering. So Krishna says Radha Priya Vishnos. So Vishnos refers to Krishna because it is not Vishnu who is all-pervading and saturating Radharani with his love. It's Krishna. So the word Vishnu here refers to Krishna because he is the one who is performing the quality of Vishnos. So the word Vishnos is not indicating the Lord of Vaikuntha or Lord Narayan. Vishnos, as a Sanskrit word, is indicating different meanings which are spreading and covering and saturating. Radharani Vishnu means Radharani is saturated and covered by the Shringhar Rati, the intense, intimate, amorous love of Krishna for her. So here, the word Vishnos refers to Krishna, who's exhibiting the qualities of Vishnu by completely saturating Radharani and pervading all of Radharani's mind and senses with his intense Shringhar Rati, amorous love. Is that clear? He says that one sentence and I elaborate. Vishnath takes a flight. Radha Priya Vishnos, Kundam Priyam Tata. So not only is Krishna acting as Vishnos, spread throughout Radharani's mind and heart and whole being, Krishnamayi, but now taking this aspect of Vishnu, Krishna acting as like this meaning of this word, then the water of Radhakund, because Radharani, it's mentioned that Radharani, Radha Priya Vishnos, she who is very dear to Krishna and who is pervaded by Krishna is Radha. Radha, she's Krishna Priya. But then this Vishnos, then it says Kundam Priyam, and also Radharani's Kund. Radharani's Kund is also Priya Vishnos, very dear to Krishna, and also Vishnos. So Vishnath Chakravarti says, this concept of spreading or covering, Krishna has this quality of covering his devotee's entire being and spreading himself throughout a devotee's entire identity and life. And we can see that ourselves. As we become more and more dedicated devotees and more attached to serving Radha and Krishna, then Krishna starts to pervade and spread throughout our body, our senses, our mind, and our thoughts, and our desires, and our actions, and our movements. And this is what it means to be a pure devotee of Krishna. You're completely saturated with Krishna. Every pure devotee, be they lady or gent, they're Krishnamayi. I mean, when they're on that uttam level, topmost level. So now, because Radhakund is equal to Priyaji Radharani, sometimes Radhakund is called Priyakund. So Krishna as Vishnos, it also applies to Radhakund. So here, this is wonderful for everyone, especially who lives here. Just as Radha is dear to Krishna, Radha Priya Krishna, Krishna Priya, and he spreads himself all throughout Radharani's entire existence, his love, his attachment, and Krishna spreads out and embraces Radharani's soul, intelligence, body, and senses, And Radharani's kund is also Priya, because he says, Priya Radha, Priya Kundam. Priya Radha, Priya Kundam. So the Priya Kund, sometimes I said people call Radha Kund Priya Kund, and I call Shama Kund Krishna Kund. Krishna Priya Kund. So here at Radha Kund, because Radha Kund is being glorified here in this Padma Purana as being very dear to Vishnos or Krishna, so the word Vishnos, the word, Sanskrit word Vishnos, means all spread out, all pervading. Because Vishnu is in everyone's heart. Vishnu is in every atom. We're sitting on Vishnu, we're breathing Vishnu. Vishnu is everywhere because the word Vishnu means all pervading. So taking Vishnu to mean Krishna, because only Krishna dances with Radharani and never Vishnu. Even the gopis see Vishnu, they just offer pranams and run away. That's in Madhya Lila chapter 18. It describes the Visant Rasa dance of Krishna and Chandra Sarovara and Parsoli. There's a village a little bit after the end of Govardhan, Puncheri. It's called Parasoli. The original name of that village was called Pararasastali. Pararasastali. Para means, has many meanings, but it means another. So the Mukhya Rasastali, the main Rasastali, is the Rasmandal of Vamshivat. And dear Shamir Vamshivat, Jumuna Pulina, and Radha Govinda Mandir is the Yogapit, and Gopishwar, Mahadev, that whole area, that area of Vrindavan, which you know, Radha Govinda Mandir, Purani one, old one, that's all the Rasastali. That's called the Maharasastali from the Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, chapter 29 through 33, the Maharas dance, which is tonight, Purnima, Jai Ho. Did you get invitation? I did. But on behalf of Radharani, I'm inviting everyone. Please join. It'll start in about 1 hour. It's called Sankirtan Rasalila. Harinam Sankirtan Rasalila. So you dance and spin, fly and sing, and soar and cry, and whatever happens, you follow the flow. Harinam Sankirtan. Ki jai. So Radha Kund is completely covered by the water of Radha Kund, the steps of Radha Kund, the gardens in Radha Kund, and the bagichas in Radha Kund, like this one. The flowers in Radha Kund, the fruits in Radha Kund, the birds in Radha Kund, they're cooing by bathing in Radha Kund and doing puja at Radha Kund and sitting by the side of Radha Kund and lying down at Radha Kund and playing at Radha Kund and seeing Radha Kund and smelling Radha Kund and tasting Radha Kund and hearing Radha Kund. All of those things that are happening at Radha Kund, we're experiencing Krishna, because Krishna has spread himself out throughout Priya Kund. Krishna has spread him out. Krishna is in the birds. Krishna is in the steps. Krishna is in the water. Krishna is in Dandavat Prikma. We are seeing of Radha Kund and tasting and smelling. This is the meaning of Radha Priya Vishnos, Radha Kundam Priyam. So Radha Kundam Priyam and Radha Priyam, they're equal. So this Vishnu aspect of Krishna, he's everywhere, spread through, all-pervading in Radha Kund. And he's all-pervading. Krishna pervades all the senses of Radharani and all the thoughts of Radharani and all the desires of Radharani and all the ambitions of Radharani and all the expressions of Radharani and all the movements of Radharani and all the leelas of Radharani. Krishna's pervading all of those. So he's Radha Priya Vishnos, Kundam Priyam Tata. So this is a very beautiful insight by Chakravartipad. And how much we can become happy to think of this, that we are living somehow, visiting for some time, or living here in Sri Radha Kund, which even the Shrutis and even the Padma Purana are saying, this Radha Kund is completely pervaded by Radharani and Krishna everywhere. They're everywhere here. These are very special glorifications of Radharani and her Radha Kund from Shrutis and Smritis, Padma Purana and Rig Veda, Rig Parishishta, and also Gopal Tapani Upanishad. And there are so many Leela Stalis in Vrindavan, but we won't find direct mention of many of them, or most of them, in these ancient Shastras. But we do find a direct mention of Radharani's glories and the glories of Radhakund as being equal to Radharani. So we can't even reach the end of the glories of Radharani and the glories of Radhakund. The glories of Radhakund are the same as the glories of Radha. Who said that? Who said that? What makes you think that? It's in the Madhya Lila, Chaitanya Charitamrita, chapter 17, when Mahaprabhu came and discovered Radharani and discovered Shamsundar in their liquid ras forms. Then he was in great bliss and he said, oh, Kundera Mahima, Radha Mahima. He said, the glories of this Radhakund are as great as the glories of Radharani. Kundera Madhuri, Radhara Madhurima. The sweetness, the attraction, the enchantment, the captivation of Radhakund, the ambience, the spiritual divine ambience, the vibration, the feelings that are generated here, and the sentiments that are available here, below the surface. So many sentiments, so many bhavas, so many deep feelings are available at Radhakund, but you have to go below the surface. The gems are in the ocean, but not on the surface. The waves are on the surface to discourage you from going deep. There's waves on the surface of the ocean, big waves. So you see those big waves, I'm not going inside there. I'm not going in there, I'll get drowned by these huge tidal waves. But if you go inside and dive deep below the cover, then you find the gems, diamonds and pearls and rubies, all kinds of gems are produced inside the ocean. Even today, 2017, you go to Africa, to the Gold Coast, Ivory Coast, gems wash up on the sand. They're not cut diamonds, they have to be cut and polished, but they're just natural, produced in the ocean. That fact is even proven today. I know devotees from Africa, they told me that long, long stretches of the beach in Africa are all fenced off and guarded by the army. And then they regularly patrol there and they collect the gems and give to the central government of that country. It's amazing. The Radhakund is all these sentiments and great feelings of Radharani's Mahabhava and how Krishna is pervading everywhere. It's here, but we have to go deep. We have to go below the cover. And there's so many waves on the surface of the ocean which drive us back on shore. They send us back. We try to enter, they throw us back. We try to swim against the tide and throw us back. So what are those waves that prevent one from entering Radhakund and going beneath the cover? Social inhibition, societal considerations, many things are there. So that's why lakhs and lakhs of people come to Vrindavan every week, but very, very few come to Radhakund. Lakhs. Lakhs means 100,000. 100,000, 200,000. In Holi Purnima, there's 800,000 people come to Vrindavan in 1 week. 800,000 to 1 million people. So, but how many come to Radhakund? Manushanam sahasreshu kaschid yadati siddhaye. Very rare. So this is a beautiful glorification, verse 5 of Radharani, and her dearest, most intimate expression of a lila stali, which is Radharani personified, Radhakund, and Krishna personified Shamkund. We really can never reach the end of the glories of Radhakund and Shamkund. We can discuss it for 1,000 lifetimes and still we'll never get to the end. Among the gopis of Vrindavan, Srimati Radharani and another gopi, and another, it doesn't mention the name. This is verse 3. I'm just reading another translation. Verse 3. Another one. Yeah, because the name's not mentioned there. Of the two. Because the previous verse said between Radharani and Chandravali, and they were mentioned by name. So then the next verse says, of the two, don't even mention one. Among the gopis of Vrindavan, Srimati Radharani and one other gopi are considered chief, main gopis. However, if we compare them, Radharani, with that other one, however, it appears, and certainly it's a fact, that Radharani is most important because her real feature expresses the highest ecstasy of love, Madanaikya Mahabhava. The ecstasy of love experienced by other gopis cannot be compared to that of Srimati Radharani. Srimati Radharani is glorified in all Vedic literatures. Gopal Tapani Upanishad, Uttarakanda, Rig Veda, Rig Parishishta, and Padma Puran. In Upanishad, she's addressed as Gandharva. In Rig Veda, she's called Radha, who is accompanying Madhav. In Padma Puran, Devarshi Narada narrates her glories. In fact, Narada Muni got so excited about Radharani. One day, Narada Muni was chanting, Radhe, 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 Radhe. Radhe, 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 Radhe. And then his mind, because he's a great rishi and sage, then spontaneously from his mouth came 1,000 names of Radharani. 1,000 names. Radha Sahasranam. Then it was recorded in his collection of esoteric Vaishnava instructions for deepening one's love for Krishna and Vishnu, mostly Krishna. That's called Narada Pancharatra. And also in Brahma Vaivart Puran, one other muni, I forget who, he also spoke 1,000 names of Radharani. So this book is... This is very nice further evidence of the great glories that Narada Muni not only glorifies Radharani and the Padma Puran by speaking this verse about Radhakund, but he's also glorifies her with 1,000 names. And I think that's available in English also in Loy Bazaar, some bookshops. Radha Sahasranam. Just as Radharani is dear to Vishnu, her lake Radhakund is also dear to Krishna, Vishnu Krishna. Of all the gopis, Radharani is the most dear. So that brings us up, catches up with where we are. We're on, this is number, verse 6. Ladiniya mahashakti sarvashakti variyasi tatsara bhava rupeham iti tantre pratishtita. Tantra pratishta. Pratishta means to establish, to prove, to reveal. This is told in the tantras. Gotamiya Tantra, Sarva Shakti Variyasi. Radharani is the essence of the great Shakti called Ladini, which is the best of all Krishna Shaktis. The word Shakti, Shakti means power, energy, influence, ability, talent, Shakti. If you have Shakti, you can do things. Money power, beauty power, knowledge power, power of knowledge, that's a Shakti. Power of knowledge, power of beauty, beautiful people use their beauty to make millions of dollars in fashion magazines and movie stars. So beauty and physical strength is a power. Big, big yogis become famous by the power of their yoga balam, or they learn mystic cities and they control nature and do magic tricks to attract millions of people. So these are powers. Every individual has different powers. You may have artistic powers, talents, artistic power, speaking power, cooking power, because that's a power, a kala shakti, the power of cooking. But everyone will admit that they would easily admit that I'll give up all my powers, my beauty power, money power, artistic power, everything and anything, if I can replace all of those with the power of love. I don't care about money, I don't care about looks, I don't care about position, or objects, or anything in the world. But everyone wants happiness. Every living entity wants happiness. Ananda Maya Vyasat. Maya, we're made of the essential ingredient. We are made, the Atma is made of the essential ingredient, Ananda Shakti. Ananda Shakti, Ladini Shakti, means intense desire, constant and intense desire to find happiness, to find bliss, to find joy. And the truest happiness and the truest bliss can be found in love in the material world. But when that love is directed to Krishna, then this is absolute, unlimited bliss. Shvetashvara Upanishad glorifies Krishna as having unlimited powers. Parasya Shaktir Vividaya Shriyate Svabhavaki Gana Balakriyacha. So I have so many powers, But my main power, the most important power I have, is my love power. And the power of my love personified is Srimati Radharani. And the name of that love power, joy power, happiness power is Ladini Shakti. So Radharani is known as Ladini Shakti Sarupini. She's a Sarup, the very personified form of Ladini Shakti. And therefore, here it says, the Mahashakti, Sarvashakti, Bhagavan, Vishnu or Krishna, they have Ananta Shakti, Ananta Rupam, Ananta Namam, Ananta Leelam, Ananta Gunam, Ananta Dhamam. Every heart is the Dham. Dham means the abode or residence. So everyone's heart is the abode of Vishnu, Paramatma, Chaturbhuj Narayan. So Ananta Dham, his Dham of Vishnu is everywhere. He's all pervading. And of all these Ananta Shaktis, it says here, Ladaniya Mahashakti Sarvashakti Variyasi. Sarvashakti means all the powers of Vishnu, all the powers of God, all the powers of Krishna. Variyasi, the greatest one, the most super excellent one, is called the Mahashakti. Like we have Prasad, then we have Mahaprasad. So the Mahashakti is the Ladini, and the Ladini is Radharani. So Radharani is that Mahashakti. So this is further establishment of the ontological position and the transcendental identity of Srimati Radharani. She's not a mundane woman of this world. She's not some simple coward village girl from North India that fell in love with some local village prince. It's not like that. This is the absolute Godhead and his Shaktis manifesting in beautiful forms to engage in beautiful Leelas. Braj Leela. So this is text 6. So of all Shaktis of Bhagavan, all powers, Ladini, which means love, bliss, joy, is the greatest Shakti. And that's obvious, as I just mentioned by my explanation. You can be a pauper, ugly, physically ugly, stupid, pauper, beggar. You don't know anything. You just know how to speak, tell a few jokes, and talk to your friends. But if you have love, then you have everything. Even they say, love is everything. Prema Pumarta Mahan. Art. Art means desirable objective. Artha. A-R-T-H-A. Artha. Desirable objective. A wealth, a goal, something desirable to have. Here, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Prema Pumarta Mahan. The greatest object, the greatest possession is to be a premi bhakta, to have prema for Radha and Krishna. So Radharani is that prema. She is Krishna Prem personified as Radharani. She is the Prem. Without Radharani, there's no Krishna Prem. We say, anyone who avoids these 10 offenses, he will quickly advance in the path of devotional service and attain the goal of life, which is Krishna Prem. But forget about Krishna Prem, because Krishna Prem means Radharani. So people say, don't talk about Radharani. Don't chant Radharani's name. How you Krishna Prem is Radharani. Krishna Prem means Radharani. She is the form of that Prem. She is the energy of that Prem. She is the taste of that Prem. She is the Leelas behind that Prem. She's the Pranishwari of Krishna. She's a goddess and ruler of his life heirs. So, Krishna Prem. Get Radha Prem and automatically Krishna's there. So our goal as Gaudiya is Radha Govinda Prem. Jai Radha Madhav Prem. So we'll conclude that Radharani is the, of all the Shaktis, Ladini is the greatest. It's the form of the essence of Bhav, is Madanaikya Mahabhav. So we'll continue with text 7 by the mercy of Radharani and Rupa Goswami. We'll continue next year on Adik Mas. Because Radharani is the Adik Saki, and we're Radha Sneha Adik. The Mandris and the Mandri Upasakas and devotees worshipping Radharani and the mood of Radhadasyam, Mandri Bhav, they have Radha Sneha Adik. Adik means additional, extra, more. Sneha means a continuous, smooth flow of tender, sweet love is Sneha. So having extra Sneha, Sneha Adik. So some gopis are samasneha, they have equal love for Krishna and Radha. Some are Krishna sneha, they have more love for Krishna than Radha. In other words, they have 100% love for Radha, and they have 125% for Krishna. They have perfect love. But then there's someone, Radha Sneha, they have 125% love for Radha and 100% for Krishna. So everybody in the spiritual world has 100% love for Krishna, no doubt. But the mantris that are Radharani's kinkris, or maidservants, they have extra perfect love. There's perfect love, and more perfect love, and most perfect love. There's Krishna perfect, Purnam, and Dwarka. Then there's Krishna more perfect, Purnatara, and Mathura. Then there's Krishna perfect, 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 most perfect, in Vrindavan. Then it's called Purnatam. Purna, Purnatara, Purnatam. So Radharani is described here, Variyasi. She, all the Mahashakti, she's Ladini Shakti, is Radharani, and that's the topmost, best, and most nourishing of all Krishna Shaktis. Varisi means the best. And Radharani is the best of all Krishna's gopis and the best of everything. And we'll continue, hopefully, to glorify Srimati Radharani by the mercy of Guru and Gauranga. And Adhik Mas. Because Adhik Mas is also called Purushottam Mas, because it's an extra month, we say leap year. So we'll continue then, and now we'll have Radharasa Sudhanidhi.